Hey, Kevin, it's and Heather. Well, this is more towards Kevin, but hey, Heather, how you doing? Kevin, the bike problems. First of all, you need to carry on your bike, tire irons. They're three little plastic things that you can pop the tire off, and then a bike or a tube repair kit. It'll take about 10 minutes. And then you also need like a little pump, or they have CO2 containers. But you can patch the tube really quick. And what I've done when I was doing really heavy mountain biking and I'd puncture something and it would go through the tire itself, I just grab leaves or grass or something and shove it right into where the hole is in the tire and use that until I could get home. And then what I would do is just put duct tape on it from the inside, duct tape it, and it makes a perfect seal, so you're pretty good there. And actually, a lot of bike racers use those little tricks. So just thought something there. As for the derailleur issue, two issues. First, it sounds like you were slightly out of alignment. Those have to be very precisely determined, the alignment for the chain. And if you're kind of skipping gears and it's not really catching when you shift, that means you're slightly out of alignment, which means you've had cable stretch, which is normal. So that's something you always have to kind of keep an eye on. On the derailleur, there's two screws. Try playing with each one of them, depending on where, if it's in the higher gears or the lower gears, will determine which screw you're going to use. And then for the actual brake, to me what that sounds like is you weren't keeping your chain clean, that it was very dirty, which sounds like the way you use the bike means that it's out in a lot of dust and everything. About every 3 to 4 weeks in heavy use, when you use your bike very heavily, you need to clean the chain. You could do that without removing the chain. It's usually a lot easier to do it with the chain, but you get a chain cleaner, and then you just kind of run it through this little contraption, and it'll scrub the chain down, and then backpedal it. Since it is a multi-gear bike, you can backpedal, and the chain will just kind of spin around and not really move the tire, and see where there's kinks. That could be where there's gunk kind of in the link itself, or just the whole thing is kind of tightened up a little bit, and it's not able to do the free bend. So kind of try to loosen those, and you can kind of shift side to side on the chain, kind of pushing the two edges out a little bit, if need be. And that's just, I guess, very basic bike maintenance. If you want my credentials on how I know all this, I used to be a competitive bike racer. Have 5 bikes. 3 of them I have built from scratch. So it was like I'd buy all the parts and I'd build the whole thing. I do all my own bike maintenance and everything, so it's kind of one of the things. It's like I know kind of what's going on, and that's what it sounds like to me. That's probably why the derailleur snapped. It was being used very heavily with a lot of extra stress on it. The hangers, I'm not exactly sure how the brake was, but if that fully fit brake, yeah, you're going to need a new derailleur. With a new derailleur, probably a wise idea to get a new chain because the chain will stretch a little bit and it kind of comforts in with everything. So you want to have a new chain with that as well. So anyway, that's pretty much it. Just clean your stuff. I guess that's what I'm saying. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.